Blog Talk Radio.
With genocide.
beautiful song. Imprint, based in UK, check her music out at Revert Nation. That's, of course, America the Beautiful. And start the show off with Riding Around by Mars Mills. America the Beautiful, played in honor of America. And I do not have to remind you that 9/11 today's date is a day that is will be in America's history and world history. We remember, and I mean, I'm trying to keep myself from crying, because it's a sad day, 9/11, and a day that we will recognize those injured and killed, and just how the city of New York has been changed forever in America and the world since that horrific day. And also this day, 9/11, has always held a special place in my heart, especially since September 11, 1988. Today would have been my son's birthday, Christopher Cortez, who was born prematurely when I was 5.5 months pregnant. I also almost lost my life during childbirth, so today would have been his 24th birthday. Christopher Cortez was fathered by my then boyfriend, who became my first husband, James. And so let's take a moment of silence, because today is 9/11. And also today is the birthday and the death day of my son, who would have just turned 24 today. Amen. Oh, wow. So much love to those that are attending events in New York City, especially. I understand the focal point would be on the families and loved ones of those injured and murdered, and not on the celebrity of politicians. Definitely, you know, we can talk on and on, but I'm hurt and within our heart regarding that day. And we don't want to see days like that, and days like Aurora, Colorado, and other just crazy killings, from homicides to mass murders. Don't want to, and suicide bombings. We just pray for world peace and pray for all of this violence to cease. Really. So, the number is 714-409-0614. And you're with Talk That Talk Tuesday. I know I need to get that upbeat attitude. Talk That Talk Tuesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you for joining me, if only for a few minutes, up of the entire broadcast, which is scheduled for 7 a.m. to end at 7 a.m. Thank you. And thank you to those who listen to the archive, the previously broadcast shows. If you want to listen to the show again, or if you missed an episode, thank you. We're fastly approaching 93K views since the show premiered. And, you know, we're still in developmental stages. So I thank you so much. Big shout out to my dear friend, Sheila Ramsey. You all know Sheila. Fantastic. I've been wondering when we would hear from Sheila. So Sheila will be returning soon to discuss with us. Guess what? She's an author now. So she's not only going to talk with us about what's going on in her musical career, but also she'll be discussing her new book in the very near future. So big shout out to Sheila Ramsey. We're looking forward to speaking with you. This is just amazing. But let's get this party started. This morning we're Talk That Talk Tuesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, where we're talking, you know, hot, breaking entertainment and lifestyle news and music news. Elton John is in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi today. Big shout out to my friends who are excitedly attending the concert tonight, especially my friend Yolanda Beard. She is excited. Yolanda snagged a $40 ticket. Can you believe this? So the concert is sold out, but I just heard on our local ABC affiliate, 16WAPT News, that Ticketmaster might be able to release a few tickets to those of you that really are trying to get a ticket to the concert. So Elton John at the Mississippi Coliseum tonight, live and in person. Yay! versions of also Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown do I have, huh? That's the instrumental version of Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown. Did it sound kind of choppy to you, like fade in and fade out? I hope not. But hey, here's the song, my song. I love this song. Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Uh-huh, yeah. To her, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big home. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love pieces. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up? talking about. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody can do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hovo Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. At least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugged the fence since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's a dream team, me a dream team. And all our eyes screaming only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click. The Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Kiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they dreaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bob, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Azalea. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. As you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique.
My show's now mature and not just for everyone, because on Wednesdays this for those 18 and over, because we talk love, relationship, dating, and sex. But you know, I have to appreciate the freedom that artists, you know, express during in their songs, and that's the new one, "Click" by Kanye West. And that's a rework of it, the Wicked rework by Wicked Instigator. This song was emailed to me a few days ago, and I'm like, dang, this is cool. And so I thought it was perfect. This morning to play it after Talk That Talk with Rihanna featuring Jay-Z. But that's the new one by Kanye West featuring Jay-Z. Shout out to Kim K and Beyonce, whom I am big supporters of, both of their ladies. And but that was the Wicked rework, "Click." Again, Kanye and Jay-Z. Love it, love it. I know. here's a PSA.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Public service announcements from the American Lung Association. Oh, love happens 24/7. So I won't save this congratulations till tomorrow when we talk about matters of the heart. Congratulations to actor Ryan Reynolds and actress Blake Lively regarding their nuptials this past weekend. I'm reading an article about their, wedding after less than a year of dating. And the brief article states that a little over a year ago, Blake Lively was cruising around Venice, Italy with her then boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Ryan Reynolds had just finalized his divorce with Scarlett Johansson. Fast forward to today, and the couple is already married. Yep, the actress who met while shooting last year's Green Lantern and began dating last fall, shocked everyone when news of their wedding broke over the weekend. No word yet when Reynolds popped the question, but one thing for sure, this relationship is officially on the fast track. Congratulations, guys. Wow, wish you the best.
Tell me I've got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. compute. You think you're special and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
But guess what? Now he's back. So he's live in America once again. Prince will begin his work, his new American leg tour. Welcome to Chicago residency begins this month on the 24th. His dates for Chicago are the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And I know he has been working on an outdoor event in his home state in St. Paul, and I'm sure he's making plans to do something at Paisley Park and venues there. But then I think after Chicago will be Detroit. And I know they plan to come down here to the Deep South. But many of my friends are flying out to Chicago. They're like, especially my friend Monica. She's like, life is short. And I think she's seen him numerous occasions. You know, I've known Prince since childhood. I've never seen him in concert. So I'm looking forward to send him. You know what? I'm also looking forward to send Madonna also. I know Elton John has had a couple words to say about her recently, but I love Elton John. And he's, again, performing tonight here in Jackson, Mississippi. But I would definitely love to see Madonna. I know she'll be in New Orleans on October 27th and in Dallas on October the 20th. But this weekend, during weekend edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I hope you all didn't hear me burp. So excuse me if you did. Because you'd be surprised what can be heard, I guess, over air. This weekend edition, is going to focus on Prince, past, present, and future. So my purple peeps, call in Hey, email me Awesome Prince music remixes and stuff like that to play during the broadcast. Also, you know, if you're okay to play your music at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. ElTRESHOKENTERBAINNENT@yahoo.com. You know, all my information is in the information section of my profile here at blogtalkstudio.com. And also, you know, many of you are online friends with me from Facebook to LinkedIn to MySpace. I do need to follow up on my MySpace page, Twitter, and if you're not following me on Pinterest, follow me at pinterest.com/CultureShock, KULTRESHOKBETH. So yeah, we had a blast. I have to thank SeaWorld High Fashion for being a guest this past Saturday. We had an online Culture Shock Entertainment Reports SeaWorld High Fashion party this past Saturday, and it was so much fun. So this Saturday, we're going to have a Prince Purple party, and, you know, Talking Prince, Minneapolis Sound, Prince Proteges. Hopefully, someone will call us and surprise us, you know. You know, it would be just fun. It would be fun to hear from Wendy and Lisa or Tyka or Shelby J, who tours with Prince, Shelby Johnson, who amazingly is a fantastic artist on her own also, and entrepreneur based in North Carolina, and just amazing thing. But it's all about us talking about Prince, past, present, and future, and enjoying Prince Minneapolis Sound music this past Saturday, not just Prince music, you know, Time and et cetera. We're just going to have a blast of a Prince Purple party, Minneapolis Sound party, and look forward to you all calling in and talking about how Prince, the things that you talk about online and in person, talk about, call in, call at 714-409-0614, save it in your phone now. Chat in the chat room, create your listener profile so we can have a purple party in the chat room also and talk everything about Prince. Talk about, you know, yes, he's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, went back in 2004. It's past time for Prince to get that Hollywood Walk of Fame star, right? I know that's right. Okay. Well, again, thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk Tuesday, Construction 10 Reports. Take it to the wire. right. Get your workout in this morning to that song. Oh, my God. Sending prayers to my friends and listeners in Chicago, metropolitan area, and the Chicago school system, the students and the teachers. Day two of the strike. Wow. I heard many reports earlier that an agreement might be made. I don't know how true that is. So praying for you all to be able to make a win-win agreement in the near future. Wow. Day two of the Chicago public school system. Teacher strike.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit.
Yes, All I Do Is Win. That's a Wicked Trap Wagon remix. So check it out on SoundCloud, okay? I have to give the props to those who I play music, and that is just amazing. I love it, love it, love it. Moments in Love, Art of Noise. It's mellow out.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. My, you know, here's my good friend, Mars Mills, native out of Texas, but based in Chicago, just doing his thing, his music career. Like him, at, like his Facebook page, at the Mars Mills Experience.
By the way you part your tie sideways like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and then leaving fast. I guess I must be done trying to part the foot before I say children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, Corvette, Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find the love that's gonna last. Get the ship close, my eyes, we drew me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last, that's gonna last.
To the
my field's been pushing up. Little red Corvette. Love it. I know some of you are probably saying, be quiet.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Public service announcement from March of Dimes. Definitely what I was talking about earlier. It's so important to be taking prenatal care, is so important. That's one thing that March of Dimes is all about. So, public service announcements from March of Dimes. Shout out to my friends in the chat room and those of you that are listening via online on phone. Shout out to those of you that are at work, happily at work or not. And many of my listeners are at work. Many of you are housewives, many of you and house husbands, and just doing different things, getting ready for school or whatever. So just a big shout out to all the listeners out there, regardless of what you are doing. You know, some of you might not be feeling so hot. So hugs to you also. All of us need a hug. Shout out to a new Twitter follower, Super G Dub of Dub Radio in Washington, D.C. He's a director, audio engineer, photographer, music promoter, and you can check him out at pushpowerpromo.com. Thank you for following me and listening if you are a listener. Here's Dread Days, Karen and Sharon, and we're going to talk about the political season that's happening right now and the presidential campaign, also what's going on in the news regarding that and other news. We have a little less than 30 more minutes of broadcasting, unless for some reason we extend our time, but I don't see that happening. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Matters of the Heart Wednesday, where we talk about love and relationships and dating and et cetera. And feel free to call in also on tomorrow if you choose, or chat with me in the chat room. I was blessed to chat in the chat room, having a blast this morning, chatting in the chat room with listeners, and really appreciate you. Here's Dread Days, Karen and Sharon. get caught off guard. I'm having a blast chatting in the chat room. But again, that was Dave, Karen, and Sharon. I know. I'm looking at pictures of the Cowboys. Cowboys just sent me an email from SportsDayDFW.com newsletter. So I'm just checking out Cowboys and so on. So, wow, Cowboys' next game is against Seattle. I believe so. So I guess you all said we're not ready to talk about sports, but there's so much sports news going on. And it just so happened I just received this news. Cowboys to face the Seahawks in a rowdy crowd at CenturyLink Field. This one does Cowboys blog. And in the first 26 years of this existence, the Seattle Seahawks qualified for the playoffs only 5 times. They were a listless team that played in a drab domed stadium before temporarily relocating to a college facility. Eventually, they settled into brand new digs, setting up shop at Arrowhead CenturyLink Field in 02. Since then, the Seahawks' fortunes have changed. They have made the playoffs 6 times in the previous 10 seasons. That Seattle's recent run of success began around the same time its 67,000 seat home open may be coincidental. Then again, it may not be. Since 02, only 6 NFL teams, the New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens, Indianapolis Colts, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the San Diego Chargers, and Green Bay Packers have posted a better winning percentage at home than the Seahawks have. Those who have been to CenturyLink Field, it's easy to see why Seattle's opponents have struggled to win there. This is a very difficult place to play, Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said. It's loud, almost a college-type atmosphere. This week, Garrett plans to pump up the volume at practice with simulated noise so that his team would be prepared to block out the din of the crowd. Dallas had 7 pre-snap penalties in a 24-17 victory over the New York Giants, and the Cowboys are looking to avoid similar mistakes in an environment that is hostile for the opposition. There are a lot of stadiums in the NFL that are loud. Cowboys center Ryan Cook said, Seattle happens to be one of them, but no place perhaps tempts the team it houses quite like CenturyLink Field. It gives the Seahawks a true home field advantage. Oh, yeah. Even Coach Sean talks about how the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, that is a loud crowd at home. And even though you know the team, the fans are rooting the team on, very loud. So this should be an interesting game between the Seahawks and the Cowboys. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. I know. You know, Ray Drosnick and I was talking about wondering who they were playing next. I mean, I should have it memorized because sticking out those the NFL schedule period and the Cowboys and the Saints and other teams, you guys have some awesome schedule. And wow, the Cowboys on the road at the beginning, back to back road games. Okay, here's David J, my Reverb Nation friend, fan based in Georgia. He's a teenager and he is so talented. Here's David J, school.
Yeah. David J. Check it. Yo. Yeah. Yo. Check it. Yeah, that's the better trick. 55 minutes sitting down working out my brain. I'm at school tipping, man. I know that it's lame, but I'm trying to graduate and do something with my life. I'm going to college, start a family, so get all my hype. And I'ma get an A+. Swag on the one, I ain't tryna ride the bus. Walk the stage with my peers. David killing me a year. Afterwards, celebrate party, roll some way. Late to the party, cause the name is David J. You want my schedule for the nickname Trey. Polo wearing Dockers every day. At 80 years from now, man, I'm still being cool. Ain't tryna fail class, man. Ain't tryna finish that. I work in school all day and in the night. Roll hash, 4.0 GPA, that means I get that. Thank you.
time to go to hell. My life is dead for 7 hours when I hear that bell. But I'm trying to graduate and get my paycheck. So school's the answer, they'll break my neck. Yo, life's a killer, but I gotta live it. So in order to live it, David J gotta kill it. Time to get to business, gotta test tomorrow. Fast class, trying to pass Mr. Lee, no follow. I'm an alien. I'm like, I speak the English, no complainde, Canadian. Red dot on my forehead, but I am Indian. Disregard administration, cook up the bacon, yo. Essay in my English class. Like I said before, I'm trying to finish first, no less. All the nasty complications giving my mind a rash. 8 o'clock p.m., I do my homework, and I crash.
Again, that was David J. Check him out at ReverbNation.com. And then there, from there, you can check out his links and check out his YouTube channel and other links also. But you can hear more from David J., who is a 16-year-old teenager and awesome and so awesome and multi-talented. Check out his videos also on his YouTube channel when you visit him at ReverbNation.com. But I'm checking out an article in the New York Times regarding the teacher strike in Chicago. And it states, teacher strike in Chicago tests mayor and union. They showed a picture of thousands of teachers and supporters on the streets of downtown Chicago on yesterday, wrapping around two blocks. And this article was written by Monica Davey of the New York Times. And she writes, the city found itself engulfed on Monday by a sudden public school strike that left 350,000 children without classes. Without classes, turned a spotlight on rising tensions nationally. Wait a second. Over teacher circumstances, and placed both the powerful teachers union and Mayor Rahm Emanuel in a risky political fraught standoff with no clear end in sight. And excuse me, but I'm talking with people in the chat room. They want to know more information about Reverb Nation. Set off with no clear end in sight. Thousands of teachers dressed in red swarm through downtown and march outside of schools across the city in this, the nation's third largest school system, as families race to find an alternative child care, an available relative, a city-sponsored daycare program, anything for classes they had learned were called off only hours before the week began. The strike, Chicago's first in 25 years and the first in a major city in half dozen years, also revealed a rift between unions and Mr. Emanuel, a Democrat and former chief of staff to President Obama, raising the prospect that a lingering strike in the president's hometown might become an issue in the presidential election when Democrats depend on the backing of labor. Closed-door negotiations continued late into Monday night between Chicago Public Schools officials and leaders of the Chicago Teachers Union. A school official said both sides needed a night to digest the latest proposals. Labor groups and teachers in other cities voiced support for strikers here, suggesting that the fight in Chicago was merely one glimpse at a mounting national struggle over unionized teachers' pay, conditions, benefits, and standing. You have a situation where the teachers feel totally and completely disrespected, said Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, the parent union of the striking teachers. In this case, she said she blamed Mayor Emanuel for an aggressive push to extend the length of the school day and for a promised raise that was later receded. He created the seeds of a lot of frustration and mistrust. She said, but each part, Mr. Emanuel, facing the most serious crisis since he became mayor in 2011, deemed the work stoppage unavoidable. strike of choice, urged teachers to return to work, and seemed eager to dismiss all talk about political fallout for himself or for Mr. Obama, whose former aides found a super PAC that Mr. Emanuel had. Until he suspended his work with it on Monday, said he would assist until Election Day. "Don't worry about the rest, the test of my leadership," Mr. Emanuel said in an appearance at one of the scores of sites open they rushed as part of a contingency plan to manage displaced students who had nowhere else to go. "Don't take it out on the kids of the city of Chicago if you have a problem with me." Republicans was quick to weigh in on the circumstances that had pitted a Democratic mayor against 26,000 unionized teachers. Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for president, issued a statement expressing disappointment in the teachers here, and teachers unions have too often made plain their interest conflict with those of our children. And today we are seeing one of the clearest examples yet. And Bat Brady, the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, had called on Mr. Emanuel to set aside political fundraising to focus on the school's crisis. Mr. Obama on Monday issued no specific reaction to the strike. Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said his principal concern is for the students and the families who are affected by the situation, and we hope that both sides are able to come together to settle this quickly and in the best interest of Chicago students. Yes, praying for a win-win situation, the best interest of the students especially, and also the best interest of the teachers, in my opinion also, whom, you know, if they didn't care about the kids, I hope they wouldn't be teaching and in that position. And our, you know, parents are like I care for kids and care for about the future of our young people. For months, a conflict is simmering here between the teachers and Mr. Emanuel, who has pledged to make the most comprehensive reform in the Chicago public schools in a decade. Still, the strike announced around 10 p.m. on Sunday took many by surprise. Schools officials said that they had made significant concessions in the contract talks, including what would amount to a 16% increase for teachers over 4 years, despite what is expected to be a $1 billion deficit in the system's operating budget next year. The officials said only two issues were still subjects of dispute: how to evaluate teachers and whether teaching openings should automatically go to laid-off teachers. School board officials said the average salaries for teachers here is $76,000, but on Monday, union officials seemed to suggest that the dispute was larger and included other issues related to benefits, how to calculate raises based on experience level, training days for teachers, and more. Outside the schools here, though, in the lines of marchers, the issues seemed even broader. Many teachers said that they were troubled by a new evaluation system and its reliance on student test scores. Teachers spoke of rising class sizes, much-needed social works, a dearth of air-conditioned classrooms, and slow-to-arrive reference books, and again, a sense of disrespect. Teachers also clearly saw the strike as a protest, and not just of the union and negotiations in Chicago, but on data-driven education reform nationwide, which many perceived as being pushed by corporate interests and relying too heavily on standardized tests to measure a student's progress. At Lane Tech College Prep, where many passing motorists honked their support for the teachers, Steve Parsons, a teacher, said he believed the city was ultimately aiming to privatize education through charter schools and computer programs that teach classes online. "We need to stay out as long as it takes to get a fair contract and protect our schools," he said. Around Chicago, parents said they were struggling to find places to send their children for some uncertain number of days or weeks, or as one worried parent offered unhappily, months. Some brought children to their workplaces and others took days off. City officials opened 144 schools for half days of games, movies, puzzles, basketball, and meals with non-union workers. But some parents expressed concern about the safety or value of those options, and others seemed uncomfortable with the prospect of crossing picket lines to enter. "This is a very bad time," said Karen Miles, who said she had to cancel work meetings on Monday to show her daughters. "I planned my day around their school," she said, inside her daughter's school, one of the contingency sites on the city's north side, where one sign read, "Your kids deserve what Rom's kids get," an allusion to the mayor's children's attendance at a private school. "I don't get paid Ms. Miles added, if I don't work. In recent years, school strikes in major cities have been relatively rare. The last occurred in Detroit in 2006, and before that in Philadelphia, 2000. New York City teachers last went on strike more than 35 years ago. By late Monday, thousands of teachers and supporters, including a sprinkling of firefighters and Teamsters, packed a rally downtown, wrapping around two blocks and at points completely blocking traffic. The move was festive, marked by drums and loud shouts of, hey, hey, ho, ho, Ron Manuel's got to go. Kelly Farrell, a kindergarten teacher at Hastings Elementary on the city's south side, said her class had so many pupils that she did not even have enough seats for them all. They're 5-year-olds, she said. They want their teacher's attention, and there is one of me and 42 of them. And again, reporting was contributed by Motoko Rich, Stephen Yasino, and Adama Carrero from Chicago. Stephen Greenhouse, Jack Begg, and Colin Monahan from New York, and Peter Baker also contributed to this article that, again, was written by Monica Davey of the New York Times. So that's a very fruitful article that definitely has updated us. And so I am sharing it on Facebook and on Twitter. And I know my New York City listeners and those of you that subscribe to New York Times have already read it anyhow. But that's important. And that pretty much, I guess, since I was wanted to talk about politics and the atmosphere, I'd say the gist of the political season and the presidential campaign, this is the focal point right now. And really, local politics in local cities, I'm sure that you hear with the Jackson Public School System, all eyes are on the Chicago's public school system. There are school systems all around the world that are paying attention to what is going on with this teacher strike that is going on into day two in Chicago. And I remember as a teenager when the teacher strike in Chicago. And also, you know, this medium-sized city, I remember when the teachers here in the city of Jackson and the state of Mississippi were also upset about their pay and also wanting raises and either began a strike or was considering a strike. I have to research and go back into those days, but I hope that they can come to a decision regarding that. So I'm talking to people in the chat room, so that's why I became kind of quiet. We're talking about, and check out Reverb Nation. Live streaming will stop in about 90 seconds, and also it's time to conclude the show. There was some information I was going to share with you all yesterday morning from Chef Noche at Dine Wise, and I'm going to share that information with you on tomorrow and other health tips. And my intention was to share that info with you also today. But again, thank you all for tuning in. Talk That Talk Tuesday. And chat with me also in the chat room and join me tomorrow also as we talk about matters of the heart also. And we always have a certain topic that we talk about, but we can, if it's about love and romance and dating and our lack of dating thereof, let's talk about it. Plus, what's hot in entertainment and lifestyle and music news also. But I really thank you for tuning in. And you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Please email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. That is a mouthful. Yes, it is. And I need to finish my screen. Thank you, my friends in the Netherlands, for chatting with me and having a blast with me. I hope you can tune in tomorrow. And my friends in the UK and in Australia and Japan and all my friends who are Islanders. And, of course, my listeners here in the capital city of Jackson. And those of you that are in town that are attending the Elton John concert tonight, just have a super good blast, have a good time, okay? I know you're just going to have so much fun. Elton John here in Jackson, Mississippi. Wow, that is really amazing and good news. And we look forward to other big-time celebrities coming, and underground and indie artists also. You know, Mississippi is a mecca of good food and good music. If you ever come to the States and get a chance, please come here to the Deep South and enjoy yourself in the state of Mississippi. It is a beautiful state, and it is known as the hospitality state. And Magnolia State is also the hospitality state. You can check out visitmississippi.com and check out the tourism. And if you're into filmmaking, check out filmmississippi.org. That was some other news I wanted to share with you all. I received an email from the Mississippi Film Office on yesterday, and they're still looking for extras for actor-director James Franco's movie, As I Lay Dying, based on the Will Faulkner's novel of the same title, which has been made here in the Metro-Jackson area in the city of Canton, where A Time to Kill was filmed. If you're Facebook friends with me, visit my Facebook page. Let me see. I might have the information right in front of me. I hope I do. So I won't be taking up too much of your time. Yes, extras are needed for the James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, seeking African-American males ages 35 to 75 to portray farmers, seeking African-American families, mom, dad, and kids. Real families are needed. To take note, email 1 to 2 photos only, and be sure to include your name and your best contact number, because they need to contact you like ASAP. And to aild.caston@gmail.com. And the deadline for submission is tomorrow night, September the 12th at 10 p.m. Again, I received an email from the Mississippi Film Office, filmmississippi.org. Contact number is 601-359-3297. The director name is Mr. Ward Emily. Extras are needed for the James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, and they're seeking extras, seeking African-American males ages 35 to 75 to portray farmers, and they're seeking African-American families, mom, dad, and kids. Real families are needed. Because I'm like, okay, I'll get me a fake family together, mom, dad, you know, kids, but they need real families. So I know many of you, I know many real families out there, mom, dad, and kids. So, you know, you guys go ahead and send your info. 1 or 2 photos only, and be sure to include your name and your best contact number to aild.caston@gmail.com. And again, the deadline for submission is tomorrow night, Wednesday, September the 12th at 10 p.m. So don't say I've never told you anything, especially those of you, you're veteran and expired thespians out there, fellow thespians. So go ahead and do that and send in your info. You never know. You might get called back to be a part of this production directed by James Franco. Oh, my God. That's amazing right there. So here's Davey Hamilton, How You Go. And thank you so much again for spending some time with me this morning during the broadcast of Talk to Talk, Cutthe Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. You are appreciated.
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. Then Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me. Nowhere special we had to be. But we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior.